This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone. This is Tracy Schuster, and today I'll be reading from the May-June 2024 issue of Good Housekeeping for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Articles that we'll hear for today include selections from the Good Stuff section, style tips and expert advice from the GH Beauty Lab, and decorating, organizing, and cleaning solutions from your home. Enjoy! First up, from the Good Stuff section, make a modern trellis. These vines climb in style. Blogger Ursula Carmens of Homemade by Carmona handcrafted this eye-catching gold trellis attached to her shed using a hand torch, brazing rods, and aluminum bars, a metalwork project fit for beginners. Encourage young vines to grow by gently looping tendrils around picture frame wire and adding loose twist ties to secure the greens. It may take time, but I'm slowly transforming every overlooked area in my yard, says Carmona. In season, arugula. The mature leaves add robust and peppery flavor to salads, sauces, and more, while the baby variety offers a mild bite. Taste the difference in these recipes from our test kitchen. Arugula chimichurri. In a food processor, pulse one small shallot and one clove of garlic until finely chopped. Add 5 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, and 1/2 teaspoon each of kosher salt and pepper, and pulse to combine. Add 3 cups of baby arugula and 1 cup of flat leaf parsley leaves and pulse, scraping the bowl if needed until finely chopped. Spoon over meat, chicken, fish, vegetables, or potatoes. It makes 1 scant cup. Sun-dried tomato vinaigrette salad. On a baking sheet, toss 4 ounces of sourdough bread torn into 1/2-inch pieces with 2 tablespoons of olive oil and a pinch each of kosher salt and pepper. Bake at 350 degrees until crisp, which is about 16 minutes. In a blender, puree 1/2 cup each of basil, olive oil, and drained sun-dried tomatoes packed in oil, 3 tablespoons of sherry vinegar, 1 clove of garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt until smooth. Toss with 2 bunches of arugula, then croutons. And egg salad toasts. In a bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each of kosher salt and pepper. Stir in 1/2 of a small red onion that's been finely chopped and let it sit for 5 minutes. Fold in 1 cup baby arugula, 8 pitted olives, and 2 tablespoons of dill fronds, all roughly chopped, and 1 ounce of feta cheese that's been crumbled, about 3 tablespoons, to combine. Fold in 4 hard-boiled eggs that have been chopped and serve on 4 slices of toast. Moving on to our letter from the editor, wishing you a warm welcome. When we decided to spotlight accessibility in this issue, we aspired to foster a sense of kinship and understanding between disabled and non-disabled people. We also had a few specific goals. 1, to represent as broad a spectrum of disability as possible, including both visible and invisible disabilities. 2, to include a full array of lab-tested, best-in-class items and solutions, including the GH Institute's top picks to make any home more accessible. And 3, to keep the disabled community at the core of our coverage. But we knew it was not enough merely to commit to this plan, to properly highlight and respect the disabled community, and thoroughly explore issues of accessibility. We needed to invite members of that community to work with us. Luckily, writer and editor extraordinaire Kelly Dawson, who has cerebral palsy, agreed to act as an editorial consultant. Kelly's thoughts, suggestions, and corrections have been invaluable. She also gives us a peek into her accessible home. Joining us as guest editor, Ali Stroker, the first wheelchair-using actor to appear on Broadway and be nominated for and win a Tony Award, also emphatically raised her hand to lend her perspective. Her influential voice and her passionate advocacy for people with disabilities, particularly young girls, have been instrumental in grounding and sharpening our coverage. I would like to thank Kelly, Ali, and all our contributors for sharing their insights and experiences. Creating this issue with their help has been truly enriching and eye-opening. From our guest editor, Ali Stroker. Hello, I'm so excited and honored to be part of Good Housekeeping's first ever accessibility issue. This issue is all about shining a light on the disability community and the ways in which accessibility can improve everyone's lives and experiences. Being in a wheelchair has helped me develop a level of patience, creativity, and resilience that I wouldn't have otherwise. Sure, it has also tested and challenged me. I've doubted myself along the way, but it certainly hasn't prevented me from chasing my dreams. 100 years ago, my dreams wouldn't have been possible as someone in a wheelchair. I wouldn't have been allowed to attend school, much less perform on Broadway. Still, it's hard to believe the Americans with Disabilities Act, a long overdue law that protects people with disabilities in many areas of public life, was passed only 3 decades ago. We've come a long way, but there's still work to do. Even now, when someone sees a disabled person, their first question is often, "What's wrong?" As that question implies, disability has been associated with shame for far too long. Don't look, don't stare, don't ask, don't engage. But I'm not ashamed of my disability at all. In fact, I'm grateful for it. Keep this in mind. If you decide to approach someone who is disabled, it's not always necessary. Don't ask what's wrong. Introduce yourself and ask, "What's your story?" Here's a bit of mine. On her life in a wheelchair. As kids, my brother and I were in a car accident that left me paralyzed from a spinal cord injury and him with a traumatic brain injury. I was injured when I was 2, so for as long as I can remember, I've been in a wheelchair. But there isn't a feeling of missing my other life. My chair and being paralyzed are normal to me. That may be hard to imagine for somebody who does not have a disability, but for me, my disability is not different. It's just a part of me. On learning to love her disability. For some, accepting, let alone loving, their disability is really difficult. A lot of people can't or don't, and they're left to carry this weight of being a victim or feeling less than or having shame. Some people wish that their disability weren't a part of their lives, and it's fine to be in that place, but what do you do next? I believe that when you're disabled, it takes a certain amount of will to navigate the world and create a life that is fulfilling. And a lot of that comes from understanding and believing in your worth. On growing up disabled. After the accident, my parents were determined to surround my brother and me with people who were positive, people who believed in us. We were always busy, always doing things. There wasn't a moment to pause and feel sorry for ourselves. My mom says that when we got hurt, she found her voice. She learned what it meant to advocate, and she advocated for us with doctors and teachers, ensuring that we were seen as people. My dad was super creative. He would always say, "Let's think outside the box." And if somebody was saying that we didn't belong, he taught us to either make it work or leave. My dad is a coach, so he was also focused on getting the best team around us. Really great teachers, really great physical therapists, really great occupational therapists, really great babysitters, and so on. We made a culture in which our motto was, "Yes, you have a disability, but that's not going to stop you." And that was very powerful for me as a kid. In the midst of all of this, I told myself I'd be on Broadway one day, even though no one had ever done so in a wheelchair. Nothing was going to stop me. I knew performing on that stage was what I was meant to do. It's no surprise, given my family's perspective, that my dream of Broadway was what we put all our attention on. From my taking voice lessons to my enrolling in acting classes and going into the city to see plays. Over time, I started to get really good, and the dream felt like it could become a reality. I'm just so grateful for my parents. They're still such a huge part of my life. They're both just dedicated to my family and me in a way that continues to blow my mind. On asking for help and telling you how to do it. As a kid, I remember feeling a lot of discomfort about the extra help I needed. I didn't want to be different, especially in middle school. I just wanted to fit in. Sometimes that feeling still comes up for me as an adult. There are times when I wish I didn't need accommodations, that the world were just accessible and I could get where I needed to go without so much forethought. But I know that's not the reality. So whether I am at work, at home, at a restaurant, or on vacation, my goal is to be independent, even if it takes creativity. That's what makes me feel most empowered. Sometimes that independence comes with needing a hand. For example, for me to travel on my own, I have to ask for help at certain airports where there's carpet or steep ramps, as well as when I'm boarding a plane or bringing my bags into a hotel. There are a lot of places where I have to advocate for myself, but I have a choice about how I do that. For example, when I moved to New York City, I was taking taxis everywhere. Every time I got into a taxi, I had to explain to the driver how to take apart my wheelchair, put it in the trunk, and then take it out again and put it back together. This happened multiple times a day. I decided not to frame this situation as, oh, poor me, I have to ask for help all of the time, but instead as me giving somebody else an opportunity to feel helpful. Generally, people like to help and feel useful. Another way in which I frame asking for help is to think of it as if I'm hosting a party. Instead of feeling like I'm just at the receiving end of the help that somebody is giving me, I get to show them how to help in the way I need it. When people are nervous about helping, I get to reassure them by saying, "Don't worry, I'll tell you exactly what to do. You're going to do great. I'm the host, and this is my party." This is important for non-disabled people to hear. A lot of non-disabled people take the lead and decide to help in a way they think I need. For example, they'll pick up my wheelchair while I'm trying to put it together next to my car, and that is not what I need, because I'm using the chair to balance myself while I'm putting the wheel in, and if they move my chair, I tumble out of the car. So to help in a way that's beneficial, you have to listen to me and hear what I need. Your doing so keeps me safe and makes the whole experience much easier for everyone. On parenting her young son, Jesse. If I could grant one thing to everyone who's in a wheelchair, especially parents, it would be wide and smooth floors. One of the things Jesse and I will do, especially in the winter, is go to the mall or to Target, because those places are super accessible for us. I don't have to think, oh no, we're at the zoo, I can't get over these wood chips, or we're at the farm and there's a hill. In accessible places, I don't have to worry about getting around as much, and it makes me feel like I can be the best mom that I can be. Jesse is amazing with me. He was wanting to stand at 3 months old, I think, in part because he had adapted to what I could do with him. My balance isn't that good, so when I would bend over to put him down, he would land on his feet early on, and that really helped me. His core strength has always been high as well because he's been on my lap his whole life. I'm not holding him with two arms. He's got a strap around him or he has one arm around him. This is Jesse's normal, and I believe he is better because of my disability. Moving on to our next section, style tips, expert advice for skin and hair from the GH Beauty Lab. Best Tested Beauty Awards. Serums, shampoos, foundations, eyeshadows, oh my. The beauty world is overflowing with so many lotions and potions claiming to provide all sorts of miraculous benefits that it can be difficult to determine which really work. To the rescue, GH Beauty Lab scientists who evaluated 800 products and tabulated more than 8,000 data points to find the best makeup, skin, and hair products that you can buy. First up, Amazing Anti-Agers, a dynamic day cream. With an extensive list of antioxidant age-fighting actives, this Mary Kay formula in versions for combination to oily and oily to dry skin types is not your average moisturizer. Lab results? In a study involving 50 women, there was significant improvement in skin firmness and forehead lines after 2 weeks per data evaluation. The product? GH Seal Star Mary Kay Time-Wise Antioxidant Moisturizer, $34 at MaryKay.com. The Star Night Treatment. Murad's serum ups the anti-aging game with the ingredient retinol, a more powerful form of retinol. Lab results? GH Beauty Lab experts were impressed with clinical testing images that showed visible improvement in sagging face and neck skin and softening of wrinkles. Murad Retinol Resculpt Overnight Treatment, $105 at Sephora. A Reviving Night Cream. Counteract skin damage as you sleep with the Next Level No. 7 Beauty Company Cream. It has rare peptides found through advanced screening to have better penetration and efficacy. Lab results? Pros praised the robust research behind the formula. It raised hydration 85% in 8 hours and reduced lines over time. Skin was plump and lines looked softer in 2 weeks, Beauty Lab Director Sabina Weitzman had noted. Here's the product, No. 7 Beauty Company Future Renew Damage Reversal Night Cream, $26 at Amazon. Clever Eye Cream. Unlike many formulas just for under-eye use, this dual-sided rock skincare jar holds a firming retinol gel for lids and a nourishing peptide cream to smooth lower eye lines and brighten. Lab results? After first application, we noticed a slight lift and smoothing of the lids from the gel and softness from the cream. Rock Skincare Derm Correction Dual Eye Cream, $39 at drugstores. And a sensational serum. More than just a pretty serum, Olay's Iridescent Liquid uses a next-gen iteration of brightening niacinamide, boosted with age-fighting vitamin C, peptides, and lactic acid. Lab results? It evened skin tone effectively and smoothed texture without irritation for 4 weeks of use, one tester found. What is it? Olay Super Serum, $35 at drugstores. And here's a top trend, Pro Glow Treatment. This first-of-its-kind Skin Vive by Juvederm procedure is part of the new wave of tweakments, or minimally invasive, low-to-no-downtime professional skincare treatments. Dozens of micro-droplets of hyaluronic acid are injected into skin to hydrate and smooth, boosting radiance for up to 6 months. Lab results? Digital imaging with the Vizia Complexion Analyzer showed more light reflecting off my skin, Beauty Lab Reviews analyst Chiara Butler reported. It looks smoother and feels firm, hydrated, and plump. SkinVive by Juvederm, starting at $650 at al.com for providers. Our next section of products, Standout Skincare. A brightening moisturizer. Smooth on this bouncy rock skincare cream to enliven tired skin with a jolt of vibrance. Its cocktail of antioxidant vitamin C and fruit extracts, watermelon and apple, boosts radiance immediately and over time. Lab results? Lab data analysis confirmed that 97% of users showed improved luminosity in one use. the GH Seal Star Rock Skincare Multi Correction Revive and Glow Moisturizer, $20 at Amazon. A novel lip treatment. This unique twist-up crayon from Avon isn't makeup. It houses a clear balm made of a blend of nourishing plant butters, waxes, and oils, including refreshing mint. The lab results? The formula contains ingredients that help reinforce skin's barrier and improve elasticity, according to GH Beauty Lab evaluation. It glides on effortlessly and instantly smooths lips. Avon FMG Glow Color Lip Serum Pencil, $20 at Avon.com. Intensive Moisturizer. Light yet loaded with three types of skin-fortifying ceramides, Powerhouse CeraVe is a Beauty Lab face moisturizer test winner, boasting the highest hydration measured. Lab results? The fragrance-free lotion raised skin moisture levels by an impressive 48% over 6 hours in lab testing. It also rated high for quick absorption. CeraVe Daily Moisturizing Lotion, $13 at Target. A gentle face wash. Larger cleansing molecules, along with skin-softening ingredients in Neutrogena's gel, deliver a lush lather and a thorough cleanse without irritation or dryness. Lab results? In a clinical study, it reduced irritation for those with skin sensitivity. It fully removes makeup and SPF and leaves skin refreshingly clean, yet not tight. Neutrogena Hydro Boost Hydrating Gel Cleanser, fragrance-free, $12 at drugstores. And a cool cleaning device. Treat skin to a pampering spa experience at home with this Skin by Conair tool. It has a vibrating cleansing brush to massage and deep clean, as well as a cooling metal plate on the other side to soothe and depuff. Lab results? Both functions are easy to use, and the cold side relieved puffiness and calmed redness. The product? Skin, that's SKN, by Conair. Cryo Advanced Cryotherapy Facial Brush, $60 at Target. Essential Complexion Enhancers. No matter what your skin type, these fabulous formulas will help you step up your regimen. Triple Duty Exfoliator. Garnier breaks the mold with a never-before-seen combo of makeup remover, cleanser, and acid exfoliator in one. Lab results? The liquid is mild enough for daily use. It didn't sting eyes or skin, and skin was left smoother and clearer. Garnier Skin Active Micellar Cleansing Peeling Water, $10 at Walmart. And a hydrating serum. Unlike heavy hydrators, L'Oreal Paris gives even oily or combo skin a dose of moisture via a water-light formula. Lab results? It soaks in fast, isn't thick or greasy, and imparts an instant plump, moisturized feel. L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Derm Intensives 1.5% Pure Hyaluronic Acid Serum, $33 at drugstores. And the sheerest sunscreen. La Roche-Posay came out on top in the Beauty Lab's face SPF test thanks to a finish that was invisible even on dark skin. Lab results? Even with its high SPF, this left no white residue, felt hydrating but not oily or tacky, was not irritating and could be worn easily with makeup. La Roche-Posay and Thelios Melton Milk Sunscreen SPF 100, $29 at Ulta. Our next category is incredible body care. Trending, body skincare brands are now boosting for formulas with ingredients traditionally used for face skincare, like niacinamide and hyaluronic acid. Hair removal device. The GH Beauty Lab test-winning Panasonic Epilator rapidly tweezes even tiny hairs for super smooth results. Plus, it doubles as a shaver and a trimmer. Lab results? In testing, 100% of users found that it effectively removed hair from underarms, legs, and the bikini area without irritation. It moved around my body contours, one tester said. The Panasonic ES EL7AP Epilator and Shaver System, $85 at Amazon. Soothing Exfoliator. This soft scrub from Aveeno sloughs off rough skin while transporting the senses with a mini aromatherapy session thanks to calming lavender extract. Lab results? The formula is gentle enough for everyday use and suitable for even reactive and dry skin. It's effective at soothing skin, yet not abrasive. Aveeno Stress Relief Body Scrub, $6 at Amazon. Brilliant Body Lotion. Vaseline's decadent lotion enriched with facial skincare ingredients like vitamin C, niacinamide, and peptides outshone the rest, deeply nourishing without greasiness. Lab results? It rated high for leaving skin free of flakes and dullness, and it was absorbed fast with no oily or tacky residue. My skin felt nourished all day, a tester reported. Vaseline Radiant X Even Tone Nourishing Body Lotion, $14 at Target. Healing Hand Cream. Parched, cracked skin doesn't stand a chance against this fragrance-free Curel skincare formula with conditioning ceramides, which won the Beauty Lab's hand cream test. Lab results? It raised skin's moisture level 64% over 6 hours, one of the highest levels ever recorded in lab testing, with long-lasting effects. Curel Skincare Extreme Dry Hand Relief Cream, $4 at Walmart. Remarkable Razor, an effortless glide and effective hair removal made Chic a winner in the Beauty Lab's Razor Test. Lab results? The tool was best at easily maneuvering over skin and removing hair from underarms, arms, and legs in the lab assessment. Several users said it gave a close shave. Chic HydraSilk 5 Sensitive Care Razor, $10 at Walmart.com. Fresh Body Wash. Infused with the brand's signature essential oils and Epsom salts, Dr. Teal's topped all others tested. Lab results? A full 100% of users said it rinsed off easily and left their skin feeling clean. The gel also ranked best for its pleasant, fruity scent, and making skin feel moisturized and smooth. Absolutely loved it, a fan raved. Dr. Teal's Body Wash with pomegranate oil and black currant, $6 at Walmart. Ace Body Sunscreen. A Beauty Lab Body SPF test winner, this everyday humans lotion with softening hyaluronic acid swipes on almost undetectably and is mild on even the most sensitive skin. Lab results? An impressive 100% of testers agreed that the formula didn't irritate skin, and it earned top points for its lightweight texture. It left no residue on my dark skin, one user noted. Everyday Humans Oh My Bod SPF 50 Sunscreen Lotion, $17 at Amazon. And a lasting hair remover. Bronze device uses IPL, intense pulsed light, to remove hair long-term and cutting-edge tech to take the guesswork out of using it. Lab results? The intuitive model automatically adjusts its light intensity to your skin and hair color. It connects to an app that gives personal guidance to ensure correct use and full coverage and to track progress. Braun Skin One Expert Smart IPL, $600 at Braun.com. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for joining me as I read from the May-June 2024 issue of Good Housekeeping for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Until next time, this is Tracy Shoster. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day today.